Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
This is The Early Bird, brought to you by The Daily Memphian, and I'm Natalie Van Gundy. Greetings on a chilly Monday morning. It's October 27th, and the Shelby County Commission will vote today on a possible veto of a veto related to Memphis Shelby County Schools Board elections. Some of you may wish you could veto Coach John Calipari's visit to Memphis, but he'll be here today regardless. His Arkansas Razorbacks will take on the Memphis Tigers for the annual Hoops for St. Jude tip-off classic charity game at FedEx Forum. If you'd rather watch NBA basketball, the Memphis Grizzlies play old rivals, the Golden State Warriors.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You are listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We're glad you're with us today. You're listening to a show called Songs That Move You. And today, the songs really move my guest, Christy Ryan. Hey,
good
Christy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for coming back.
I'm happy to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm so glad to see you, and we're going to have a good time today. Since it is getting to be the season, is this your favorite season?
It is my very favorite season. Really?
That's right. Your birthday's coming up.
It is.
And you were born right during the spooky season.
That's right.
And so we were talking about this recently, and you were telling me just how you've always liked this kind of music.
Yeah. I mean, my birthday is the day after Halloween, and I think something about being a Scorpio, it's just infused within me. So it's like Halloween is something I celebrate not only this time of year, but year round. So.
Oh, that's great.
I love it.
That's great. Well, tell you what, why don't we dive right in to this? Now, listen, I'm not going to be too scared, am I?
I don't think so. I think you'll be okay. Yeah.
Okay. Just regular scared, which is a good thing. Little fear never hurt anybody. So what do we got first?
So first up, I don't know how I came across this song, but it's a Henry Mancini song. And for those of you that don't know Henry Mancini, he composed music for film. And some of his most famous songs were the Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's, the Pink Panther theme. So some very recognizable songs. So this song was actually in a movie called Experiment in Terror in 1962, and it just has a very sort of spooky, suspenseful vibe to it.
Yeah.
So I think it's the perfect way to kick off
all right
today.
Here we go. This is Henry Mancini, Experiment in Terror.
Thank you.
Ooh, that was nice. That was a great, what a great way to kick off this thing.
It's a good intro, I think.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Okay, yeah. I was, I could hear a little bit of Pink Panther mm-hmm. stuff in there and a lot of stuff he's done. Good choice.
Thank you.
Very nice choice. All right, folks, I'm here with Christy Ryan. So, Christy, I saw yesterday that you showed a bunch of houses.
I did. I showed 13 houses yesterday.
13?
It was not great weather for it, but we got through it. Yeah.
Wow.
It was a busy day.
Well, so how's the housing market in Memphis?
It kind of depends on which area you're talking about. I mean, even at like what price point you're talking about. But yeah. I mean, generally speaking, like last year was a slow year. This year is turning out to be a little bit slower than even last year. But I mean, I think that hopefully things will start to pick back up as soon as January rolls around. Because I've really noticed like once January 1st hits, people kind of have this renewed energy.
Really?
So
yeah.
Hopefully with the rates being a little bit lower, people will get back out there starting early next year.
So do you have any inside information on people who maybe have owned a home before but don't own one now or about to get in their first home?
I don't know. I mean, I talk to a realtor about the next best steps, because I think doing that early on, just so you're very informed about the process, but also speaking to a lender and making sure you kind of have all your ducks in a row there, like way before you think you probably even need to do that is a good idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because a lot of times it's kind of a knee-jerk thing. Somebody goes, oh, this is my house.
Or they see a house on Zillow that they like, and then it's like a panic. And it's best to do it early on.
Yeah. Well, thank you, folks. That has been your real estate tip.
Real Estate Corner.
Actually, for the year. That's the first one we've had on this show. Thank you, Christy. You might have to just come back for the real estate tip every now and then.
I'll just come in with some insights.
All right. Well, tell you what, let's see what we've got next here.
Yeah. Next up, this is a group called Dead Man's Bones, and I love them. They only put out one album in 2009. And everyone will know one of the two members. One of the members is Ryan Gosling, the actor.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay.
So
wow.
Him and one other guy. The other guy's name is Zach Shields. Uh-huh. And apparently they just bonded over their love of all things spooky. Apparently Ryan Gosling lived in a haunted house when he was growing up. And this other guy, Zach, he was just obsessed with ghosts as a kid to the point where his parents had to take him to therapy because he was so obsessed with ghosts, which I kind of get. I get it.
Yeah.
So they put out this whole album that is just about, it's just spooky. I mean, the whole thing is like kind of haunting. They did it in collaboration with the Silver Lake Children's Choir. So it's kind of got some spooky children in the background of some of the tracks. And so it really like, I have this record, I have this whole album on record and I love it. It's just a Halloween record really speaks to my
soul.
That's
great. And what is it called?
In the Room Where You Sleep.
Here we go.
Thank you. thing touching your head.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
The whole Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
Who knew?
That's cool.
I know.
Hey, you know, give somebody some the means, and they'll get out there and do what they really want to do, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely. If I had a band, I would put out only Halloween music. So
you know
I
what? You need to start a band.
I will. You and me. Let's
that's
do
right.
It.
Let's do a band. Yeah. And we'll get some synthesizers and stuff. And yeah. Hey, there you go. I'm in.
Okay, good. Me too.
Spooky music. All right. Okay, well, let's keep going here. Oh, I was going to ask you, so obviously the fall is your favorite time of the year,
it
right?
Is, yes.
It is. And do you have things like in Memphis that you do every year? Do you go to the festivals and do you go to the all that stuff? And
I mean, I don't know. There's so much going on in Memphis in October. It's like a little overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah.
But of course, I go to Elmwood, Soul of the City.
That's right.
It's a
yes.
Must.
Yes. Right.
Saw you there this year, of course, dressed up as Boss Crumb, as you always do.
Hey, you know, I always tell people, you know, I get voluntold what I'm going to do, and I love it.
Yeah. So I was at that. I also went back to Elmwood for the Dracula
the
screening.
The movie night last week, which was great.
Sold out crowd.
Yes.
Which was really
it's always nice
to see
so many people, you know, come to that. And so many of the people, you know, I always think I know everybody. I do not know everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I get in there and I'm thinking, you know, I know 20 or 30 people here, but that's it.
Well, I do that whenever I go somewhere where there's a large crowd. If I go to like a show at the Orpheum and I'm looking around going like, who are all these people that I don't know?
Yeah.
You know, because I think as a Memphian, you just expect that you're going to know like everybody when you walk into a room.
That's right.
But,
but you don't.
But you don't. No.
Yeah, it's
a city.
That's right. I'm always kind of blown away. So that's why we have like, you know, 500,000 people here.
Right.
I can't know all of them. All right. Well, let's... I see we've jumped back into like the 1940s.
Yes, we're
for
going
this,
back in time for this one.
This next one. What have we got?
So next up we have Artie Shaw. This is Nightmare. I love this song. I don't know how. I think the first time I ever heard it was maybe in The Aviator, that movie. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yes, yes.
And so they
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. So I think they sort of used it as Howard Hughes was sort of descending into his... mental illness, you know, and I thought it was very effective, but it is just like a very sort of hypnotic song.
Yeah.
And I was reading about it a few days ago. Apparently when Artie Shaw was broadcasting in the 30s, he needed a piece of music to sort of denote that it was him. So something that he could play at the beginning of his broadcast session and something at the end. And he used Nightmare, which I thought was really interesting because it's not... It's sort of a spooky song. So I thought it was very interesting that he chose that, but it is very, it catches your attention. So I can also understand why he would use that too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, folks, if you've never heard it, this is the world premiere of Nightmare by Artie Shaw. Well, scary.
Yeah.
It was ominous, yet bluesy, and pretty intense.
Yeah. Like I was saying, it's an interesting choice for him to choose as his sort of intro and outro music.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Artie Shaw. And folks, like I said, if you had never heard that before, you might want to listen to some more Artie Shaw.
That's right.
All right. Let's see here. What we got? Oh, I've never heard this next song.
I don't have much of an intro for this next song. I did see this artist. So this is someone named Zola Jesus. And when I was living in LA, I saw her play. That must have been around 2010.
Okay.
But this song called Night, it's just very... I don't know. It makes me like it conjures up images of vampires to me for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll see what I'm saying. Like there's some whispering in it and it's just, it's a little creepy.
Oh, that's good. Okay. We're going down the creepy path here. Here we go. This is Night by Zola Jesus.
Thank you.
I mean, don't you see the vampires?
I see them. Mm-hmm. I was going to say that it sounded very cinematic.
Yes.
Really, totally. Really epic. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the production was just, it was big and, you know, boomy. I love that.
Yeah.
That's really nice. So, which gets us back to what we were talking about before. Do you have favorite Halloween movies?
Oh, yeah. I sure do.
Name some of those.
Well, I'm very, I mean, even though I love this stuff, I'm a little bit of a scaredy cat. So,
oh,
like,
are you?
I can't
okay,
do,
yeah.
like, a scary movie.
Yeah.
But I can do a spooky movie.
Right,
but there's
okay.
not a lot of spooky movies out there. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because I think it's much more subtle. It's, you know, scary movies, I think, are easier in the sense that, like, you can just have someone with a knife, like, chasing people around the house, you know what I mean? But, like,
yeah.
creating sort of a spooky atmosphere and a story that goes along with that, I think, is much more difficult.
Yeah.
But I love Poltergeist.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I rewatched it this past weekend because it's kind of like,
really?
It's kind of
yeah.
scary-ish moments, uh-huh. but I don't know, like, Joe Beth Williams and Craig T. Nelson, like, I think
yeah.
they're America's mom and dad. Like, yeah. I think, like,
oh,
that
yeah,
couple,
I
like,
agree.
To me, it's just, like, the pinnacle and probably, too, like, being a millennial, I think millennials are very nostalgic for the 80s, so there's something that feeds into that as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love Poltergeist is definitely a favorite. But also, too, I mean, The Shining.
Oh, yes.
It's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, also Ghostbusters, because who doesn't love Ghostbusters?
I love Ghostbusters.
Bill Murray, I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
I'm telling you, just some of his lines that weren't even written that he just, you know, that was just something he said.
Like,
you know?
When he goes into the apartment and is like jingle jangling on the piano and is like, yeah. they hate that.
Right.
they hate this. I think that was ad lib. I don't think that was in the script.
I think
but
a whole lot of it was ad lib.
Yeah, amazing.
Just so funny. Oh, God. I love that. But yeah, you know, the first couple of Halloween movies mm-hmm. for me. You know, there's
well,
just
the first one's not, it's not that scary. Like, even I can do that.
Yeah, one. Yeah. Just, but it's, you know, they really set the stage nicely.
Yeah.
You know, and then you start getting what's really going on. And I think when, you know, when that sense of scariness kind of creeps in just a little by little, and they're not just telling you everything you should feel, and all of a sudden it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just sets that stage. Yeah. I don't know how, you know, a great filmmaker can do it.
Well, the first half of the movie, I mean, Michael Myers is just like standing in the background
yeah.
half the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just like unsettling.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely builds.
Mm. Okay. Well, I'm thinking about Halloween movies I want to see. I will be doing that. All right. Well, let's see here. Oh, I think I need to say thank you for listening to WYXR. We're 91.7 in Memphis, Tennessee, or WYXR.org online, and we're glad you're here with us. If you ever want to help out, you can always go to WYXR.org and hit that donate button. I was almost said donut button. Hit the donut
you
button.
You could also hit that one and
you
see
could,
what happens.
You could bring us some donuts if you like. I wouldn't be averse to that. But yeah, you know, every little bit helps. And we just had our fall pledge drive recently. And thank you all for the folks who came in and helped us on that. It takes, you know, every little bit and everybody kind of helping us push and pull in the same direction. So we appreciate that. My guest is Christy Ryan, and we are taking a deep dive into some spooky music today.
Some spooky tunes, that's right.
I'm telling you. So was it easy to come up with this list?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
I've been amassing a Halloween playlist for years at this point. And the last, I think I'm about at 110 songs.
Really? Okay.
So we could do this every year.
Oh,
hey,
just book it.
For the next 11 years.
Just book it. Book it. You're there.
Great.
Okay.
Pencil me in.
Good. So, all right, good. Well, tell you what, let's go to, I've never heard of this next artist either.
Yeah, so this song, I think, is also equally cinematic as the last one was. So this is Timber, and this song is called Lay Down in the Tall Grass.
¶¶ lay down in the tall grass, in the flat bottom boat. We lay down and wait for you, with nothing but a piece of rope. Dreaming every night of you, shaking at the sight. I'll be dreaming every night of you, I'll be shaking at the sight of you. Will you beg for forgiveness? Will you pray to be saved? Or will you choke your children when they spit in your face? Dream on every night of you, shaking at the sight. I'll be dreaming every night of you, I'll be shaking at the sight. I dreamt you found me out in the field, you tripped over my sight, and you dug me out of a shallow grave with your Swiss Army knife. And only you could revive me, so badly decomposed I was bone away, dry and scaly. But you still took me home, dreaming every night of you, shaking at the sight of you. I'll be dreaming every night of you. And how can you be so serene? Motivation unclear. In a late basement seance that brought us to tears. Dream on every night of you, shaking at the sight. Oh, I'll be dreaming every night of you, I'll be shaking at the sight. And I dreamt you found me out in the field, you tripped over my sight, and you dug me out of a shallow grave with your Swiss Army knife. And only you could revive me, so badly decomposed I was bone away, dry and scaly. But you still took me home, dreaming on every night of you, shaking at the sight of you. I'll be dreaming every night of you.
That's a good one.
That's a great song.
That's scary.
Yeah. The organ, like I was saying, I think if you have like an organ or like children's choirs, and those are the makings of a very spooky song.
That's right. So do you have any personal ghost stories?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Would you tell it?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I have a couple that happened to me and then one that did not happen to me, but it revolves around an item that I own.
Okay.
So I'll tell you the one that happened to me. So it's actually related to real estate. So I was showing a house and I knew that one of the people that owned the house had passed away. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if they had died in the house or what the story was. But anyway, I go to show this house to my client and I was really thinking that she was going to love this house. And we walk in and all the lights are on because they were a good seller and they were making sure it looked, you know, the best for the showing.
Right.
And I could just tell she like wasn't really feeling it. And I was really surprised. And so we went into the kitchen and her friend was with us. And we went into the kitchen and we're all just kind of standing around. She's like, yeah, I don't know. Something feels off. And as soon as she said that, all of the lights in the kitchen, just the kitchen, turned off.
Really?
And I was like looking around, like that doesn't seem like they're on any sensors or anything. I was like, okay, that's weird. So we just kind of continue on with the showing. And then at the very end, we're leaving. And again, you know, it was clear she wasn't into this house. It was kind of a fast showing.
Yeah.
So we go out, we leave the house, I lock up, and we're standing in the front yard. And her friend was like, yeah, I just felt like something in that house didn't like me. And as soon as she said that, a tree branch fell off the tree above us and hit her in the face.
You are kidding.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it happened. Oh. And thankfully, like, it wasn't a direct hit and it wasn't a huge branch, but it was like, okay, well, time to go.
Wow.
So that's my one spooky real estate story. But Tennessee is interesting in the fact that, like, you don't have to disclose if someone's died in the house. And you don't have to disclose if there's a haunting or if it's haunted.
Yeah.
You don't have to disclose that.
Really?
Whereas in some other states, you do.
Okay.
So just FYI for those people.
Wow.
Anybody out there looking for a house, just be warned.
Yeah, okay. Wow. It's not going to be in the description, right?
No, it's not on the property condition disclosure.
Huh. Well, I have one. We were talking about this. This was in, I think, 2005. When the writer Shelby Foote passed away, and I went, he had been really kind to me over the last few years of his life, and we would talk on the phone and stuff, and I got to spend a day interviewing him, or a morning interviewing him one time, and it was just it's a great thing. He's a really fine writer, man from the Delta like I am, you know. So I went to the funeral service out at Elmwood, and we were out in the Chapel Hill section, and it was in July, and it was so hot. I had a suit and tie on, and I'm telling you, by the time I walked 20 feet away from my car, I was soaking wet. I mean, it was just one of those days. It was so humid, and I was just sweating. And so the bunch of people, you know, at the graveside service, I'm standing there and my brain got locked on. I'm hot. You know, I'm so hot. And I just couldn't think of anything else. And all of a sudden, one of those, it wasn't a pine cone. It was one of the seed pods from a magnolia tree that are like little hand grenades.
Right.
All of a sudden, one of those hit me square on top of the head. I mean, just bam, like that. And I went, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's always sorry. Like, get with it.
That's right, I need to start paying attention here. So I think Mr. Foote threw that at me or something. So, yeah, that's mine.
Yeah, love it.
Quite something. All right, folks, we're talking about spooky things. We hope we're not scaring anybody out there in the audience. But hey, so be it if we are. What have we got next, Christy?
So next up, actually, speaking of ghost stories, this is all about the Hellfire Club in Dublin, which was a real place. It was sort of, it was built in 1725 as a hunting lodge, and this fraternity took it over, and there was all this kind of lore about what went on there while this fraternity was in operation. But it got known for, like, you know, black magic and all these things. So it's a very like well-known legend in Ireland. So anyway, this song is by Imelda May, and she is an Irish rockabilly artist, and it's called Hellfire Club.
Here we go.
There's a place by the woods up on the hill, looking over at the Lafayette. It's hidden away, a secret in just outside Dublin City. A house of sin and a debauchery for many a year gone by. Women drinking, gambling, or anything you might try. Oh, welcome to the Hellfire Club. The Hellfire Club. Story goes that on one night a game of cards was played. A knock on the door and entered in a man of wealth and spades. He stayed and played one hell of a game, but when one card fell loose, upon bending down, a player saw the stranger's feet were hooves. Oh, welcome to the Hellfire Club, the Hellfire
Welcome to the Hellfire Club.
It's fun, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I like that.
She's a great performer.
Wow.
Too.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. All right, folks. We are glad you're here with us today. I guess it's time for the weather report. It was rainy outside this morning. I think it's going to rain again this week. And then it won't. How about that?
Great. I think okay. That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's your weather report for the day. You may want to go elsewhere to get your weather information. But yeah, it was. We were talking earlier. It was kind of spooky driving in this morning.
A little bit foggy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was perfect weather for
really
the show
was.
Today, I think.
Oh, man. All right. So what have we got next on your spooky songs
list?
So
I really debated about which song to play next, but okay. I went with Elegia by New Order, and I love this song. I think the first time I ever heard it was in Pretty in Pink, actually, that movie they play.
Oh, yeah.
It. Sort of, I guess it's, I think of it sort of as a spooky song, but I guess it also works with like teenage angst. You know?
Yeah.
So, it's just, I think it's a beautiful song, and it's got a spooky feel to it.
All right, here we go. Thank you. Well, that was spooky.
It's very dramatic.
Yes, it is. And I think it's time for you to tell another ghost story.
Okay, well, I've got another one.
So let's hear
it.
This
is not something that happened to me personally, but it involves something that I own. So yeah. My great-great-great-grandmother lived in a house in Victorian Village on
Washington.
Really?
Okay.
And she had a piano, and I think the piano was made in like 1880. So wow. This was the piano that she played. My grandfather learned how to play on it from her. Mm-hmm. And then when the house was torn down in the 60s, he took the piano and it kind of followed him around as he moved around. And eventually he passed away in a little house on the St. John's River outside of St. Augustine, Florida.
Really?
So the piano was in the house. My aunt inherited the house and she, a tenant, started renting the house. But the piano was still there while he was there.
Yeah.
And so this was early days of Skype. And so he was on a Skype call with somebody, a video call, and they're like wrapping up the call. And the guy's like, "Who is that old man behind you?"
What?
And this guy, the tenant, just goes, "Why?" He's like, "I'm the only person here." And he's like, "No." He's like, "There's somebody sitting at that piano." And he went on to describe my grandfather to a T, down to the Greek fisherman's cap that he used to wear.
Wow.
So that piano, he moved it outside because, of course, he did not want that piano anywhere near him anymore. Yeah. So he moved it outside to this covered porch. It sat out there for decades, basically. Wow. And then my aunt had to sell the house a couple of years ago. So I went down there with her to say goodbye to it. And when I saw the piano, it was, of course, in rough shape because it's been sitting out in the Florida humidity for years.
Right.
And I was like, "What's going to happen to the piano?" And she's like, "Well, I don't know what to do with it. It's too heavy. Like, it's obviously, it doesn't play." Like, she didn't know. And so my dad ended up getting Amro here in Memphis to go down there and get it. And they
really?
Fully restored it.
Oh, my God.
And it
God.
Took a year to restore. And that piano is now in my living room, and it's the piano that I play.
Wow.
Yeah.
How cool. That is a great story.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, I've never had anything happen. I kind of, one of these days, I do expect to hear a few keys or something.
Sure, yeah.
Play, but nothing yet. But it's just so cool to be able to play that piano, knowing that like my great 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 grandmother played it, and my grandfather, and now me. So.
Oh, how cool! I love that. Great story.
Thank you.
That's the story of the decade, I think. I like that. All right. Well, what have we got next?
Okay. Next up is the Hot Eight Brass Band and their version of Ghost Town.
All right.
Oh,
Oh, okay. That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was Ghost Town by the Hot 8 Brass Band.
Love a brass band.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. All right. So, Christy, this has been fun.
This has been so fun.
This is the first annual Spooky Music Festival.
I'm coming back.
I know you are. That's right. And back again. But that'll be fun. I can't wait to hear your next list of songs, and I'm sure that our audience has loved this.
Well, I hope so.
Hey, folks, if you like what you heard, let us know. Call the station, post on Facebook, whatever, because this is your radio station, kind of. It's everybody's radio station, and we're glad that you're here along with us. And we're gonna finish with one more song here, and I just want to thank you for being. It's been great.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been so fun.
Well, we'll look forward to 1 year from now, and you can always come back sooner than that.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have to be Halloween season. You know, we could do the Ides of March.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I was on the show was in March.
That's right.
That actually might make sense.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
All right. So what you got to say?
So the last song is Otherworldly Concerto. This is the music from the Haunted Mansion ride to SeaWorld/Disneyland.
Oh, that's great.
I love it. I mean, this song, it's like 9 minutes long, so obviously we're not listening to the whole thing, but I just love, I don't know, it just really like makes me very happy.
Well.
And the Haunted Mansion, it opened at Disneyland in 1969, and I was reading that part of the inspiration for the ride was Walt Disney's visit to the Winchester Mystery House.
Oh, really?
Have you been there
I've never been there. I know about it, but I've never been there.
I've been. Wow. It's very interesting. But
I'd love to go. Where is it?
It's in San Jose.
San Jose.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, here we go. Otherworldly Concerto. And we'll see you next week, 9 a.m., just like every week, right here on WYXR. Thanks for listening.